I did see the fight. I was actually at the event. Fantastic performance by Masvidal. Obviously, you've all heard what happened by now. It's a fight that's been circulating all over social media. So Masvidal has I believe he had two losses in a row before this fight. Let me just double check that. This is a big win for Masvidal. Let me just double check his last two fights. I remember he losing to Wonderboy, and before that, who did he lose to? Jorge Masvidal. Remembering also having a loss right before that. Let me just double check here. Jorge Masvidal. Yeah, that's right. He had lost to Damian Maia. I remember that fight. Split decision. He did actually. He started off. It was a tough fight early on with Damian Maia, but then he came back to do pretty good, and started started a seesaw battle near the end, and then he lost after to Stephen Thompson, and now he scores a big win, a very big win over Darren Till. Okay, so that's just an incredible win for him. Why? Because Darren Till just fought for the world title recently. He lost to Tyron Woodley. We've all seen that fight. That was a while back. And even though he lost that fight, a lot of experts thought that this kid, Till, is probably going to be champion. And we still think that. A lot of us still think that. I still think that Darren Till can be world champion, can be the welterweight champion. He's very young. I believe he's like 25 or 26. He is a very, very young fighter, very, very talented. However, he did suffer a very bad knockout by Masvidal. Now, Masvidal, early in the fight, gets dropped, rallies back to his feet, does some nice exchanges. They both had some nice exchanges, but I had Till a little bit ahead, just a little bit, but very, very close. And you can see the Masvidal was switching stances, kind of figuring out Darren Till. And yes, eventually he did figure out Darren Till and blitzed him with a combination that knocked Darren Till out. He actually hit Darren Till twice on the way down. And then soon after he landed, he hit him with another big punch, and just devastating knockout by Masvidal. Masvidal is an extremely experienced fighter. Extremely experienced. Now, when you look at his record, he has some losses. He has I think 12 or 12 or so losses. But he's learned from every one of those losses. He keeps coming back stronger. He's one of those guys who's been around for a long time, who's fought almost everybody. And he's been hot and cold here and there, but extremely dangerous. If Masvidal sets his mind to getting ready for anybody, if he puts all his energy into getting ready for anybody, he has a chance to win against anybody, anytime, anywhere, any place. And he proved that against Darren Till. I think a lot of people thought that Darren Till would win easily. That is never going to happen with a Jorge Masvidal. Masvidal is an elite fighter. He's so experienced. He's seen it all. So if you have a bad day with a Masvidal, you end up knocked out. And I think that's what happened with Darren Till. Darren Till is a very skilled fighter. The one thing about Darren Till is I feel like when I look at him, he's a little bit drawn out. Like his weight cut must be very difficult. Now, I've never spoken to Darren Till about his weight cuts. I've never spoken to anybody who works with Darren Till regarding his weight cut, but he just seems to me like such a big welterweight. And when he's in there, it looks like he's a little bit sucked out. Like his body's not fully hydrated. I might be totally wrong about this. This is just in my experience, when I looked at him, I felt that he was drawn out. Like his body was still drawn out. He's not fully rehydrated. For those who don't know, it could take up to 48 hours to rehydrate. If you're severely dehydrated, it could take up to 48 hours to fully rehydrate. Now, when you're dehydrated, you can get knocked out a lot easier. From what I understand, when you're dehydrated, you're more susceptible to concussions and knockouts. And I feel like his reflexes started to slow down. In round one, his reflexes were more sharp. But when Masvidal blitzed him in round two, I felt that he blitzed him super quickly. And he did it with a shuffle. He kind of shuffled his way in. But I don't feel Darren Till saw it at all. Like he didn't react at all. And he got hit clean. And not only did he get hit clean, he also did embrace himself for it. Fighters, before they get punched, oftentimes you see them kind of like brace themselves for the shot. And when you get hit and you didn't see it coming and you didn't have a chance to brace yourself, that's what kind of happens to you. You get knocked out cold. And I feel it was just a sudden, all of a sudden, quick move by Jorge Masvidal, a brilliant little shuffle, blitz combination. But I did feel like Darren Till didn't see it. He just didn't react. His reactions were slower than usual. And I think it has to do a little bit with dehydration. I think it has a little bit to do with dehydration. But anyways, fantastic win by Jorge Masvidal. Two great strikers going at it. The majority of the fight was all standing up. And Jorge scored a phenomenal, phenomenal combination. Started southpaw, shuffled his way in, and threw two punches. Crisp, and then hit him on the way down. Incredible performance. Really world-class performance. So I look forward to see what happens with him in the future. Now, all of a sudden, you know, they're calling, some people are calling now for him to fight Usman. So he went from two losses to this mega win, because this is a huge win, guys. He just beat the former number one contender. This is a major, major win for Jorge Masvidal. I do hope he gets a world title fight. I know the other guy's in line, but I would like to see a guy who's done, you know, he's been around the block. He's been around for so many years, and to see him get a shot at the title, kind of like seeing Robbie Lawler get a shot at the title. And, you know, a guy who's been around the block, a guy who's seen it all, you know, finally get a shot at the title will be phenomenal. Okay, guys, let's see what else we got. We got Vince Ortiz. Which current striking dominant fighters is best dealing with grapplers? You know, Darren Till is a great style, because not that he's the greatest grappler at all. You know, not me. You know, I feel like when he got subbed with Darren, by Woodley, I think there's a lot he could have done to try to avoid the darts. But I felt like he was really a few steps behind Woodley's grappling. But his striking style, you know, keeping a long range, tiptoeing around your opponents, not over-punching, just, you know, faking, counter-punching fighters when they come in, it makes it much harder to take those kind of fighters down, because they're not walking forward, they're not swinging for the fences, so they're not distributing their weight as much, they're faking often, so you might shoot into a fake. If you shoot into a fake, it's easier for them to sprawl you or hit you on the way in. So I really think Darren Till has a smart way of striking a grappler. I think he'll do very well with a Damian Maya, except if he does get taken down, then it's just, you know, it seems like it's a disaster. However, his striking style, coupled with really good jiu-jitsu, it's not easy to deal with as a grappler.